Welcome to the Biblical Woman Podcast. I'm Kat.
And I'm Nicole.
So today's episode is going to be a little bit different than normal, but I'm super excited about it because I don't know if you guys know this, but Nicole has like this superpower where she sneezes and then like a new book appears. It's just like, poof, there it is. Yeah, it's seriously like her talent.
Well, so this is the second one. I wrote Remade Living Free in 2019, and that came out in the spring of 2020. So yes, Haughty to Humble. It's a little workbook for kids.
So Haughty to Humble targets which age groups?
Yeah, so I would say it's kind of for maybe like ages 9 through 12, even 13, that kind of upper elementary range. Although it could be used for younger or even older kids, but I wrote it, and this maybe is a little bit of the backstory of how it came to be. I wrote it with my son, who at the time was 9 years old. He's 10 now, almost 11. He'll be 11 in April. That's been our biggest parenting challenge with our second child has, for the last 10, almost 11 years, has been dealing with attitude. Man, oh man, you know, kids are so different one from the next, right? You know, yeah. So whereas this so much hasn't been an issue with our oldest, it has been with our son. And, you know, it's been such a growing point for myself and my husband, I would say, to parent just in general, but especially parenting attitude.
Well, attitude, it's so challenging.
Encompasses so many things. It's not just a concrete, you know, like if you throw a toy and you're not supposed to throw the toy, okay, that's really easy to understand. Whereas if you say, hey, watch your attitude, like that's just kind of a little bit more vague or could have a lot of different meanings or interpretations. And so it seemed to me that that was kind of a challenging thing to teach, you know, teaching attitude. So kind of as an intervention for him, because I know there are other workbooks out there, like on anger or just things like that, or on pride. But I, you know me, like you said, I like to write. And I just kind of had the idea, like, what if we, as an intervention for him and just something for us to work on this, what if we wrote something together that would help him and also other kids? And so that was kind of the idea behind it.
I think the fact that you wrote this with your son is super cool. And I think it's one of the things that can really set your book apart because, you know, 9 to 12 is a really important stage of development. So I think it's awesome that you have, you know, both the child and the parent perspective on this issue. But on top of those two things, you know, what other perspectives or approaches can a parent expect to find in your book?
Yeah, and I definitely wanted to come at it from a biblical perspective. So it has that aspect of it, as well as some other, I would say like cognitive behavioral therapy. Some of those techniques, I would say, are part of it. I even talk briefly in some parts about, you know, the biology of the brain, because that is a factor, right, in who we are and just our development. So it was kind of this incorporation of that, some really good practical tools, but also the biblical perspective as well. So that is the perspective of the book.
So I'm super glad that you mentioned CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy, because listen, guys, Nicole has been faithfully serving God in counseling for, I think it's 14 to 15 years.
Over 15, I guess in August, it'll probably be it would be 16 years in August. So yeah, it's been a little while.
Needless to say, she is more than qualified to write this book for parents.
Oh, well, thank you.
So you and Cal wrote this book together, and what I'm really curious about, you know, is what did the writing process look like for you guys?
Yeah, so a lot of it just was us up in his room, and I just remember like sitting on his bed with my laptop, and he has a little basketball hoop, you know, he'd kind of be shooting around or doing whatever in his room, and we would just start talking about these things, and you know, so I was kind of probably the one that developed more of the topics of the book, if that makes sense. And then we would just kind of talk about it together. Like, okay, Cal, well, let's look up some Bible verses about what does the Bible say about pride? And let's talk about what pride is. And can you think of any stories in the Bible where somebody was prideful? You know, so it would be kind of conversations like that, where I would ask him questions, he would give me a response, and I would use his responses as examples in the book. And it was a process of learning together as we created it. So that's a lot of what it kind of looked like, was just conversation with him and talking these things through with him. Or I would ask him questions, you know, like, well, Cal, what do you think would happen if you went to work and, you know, you had a really prideful attitude? What might happen? Or what would happen at recess if you just thought you were right all the time? You know, so it would kind of help him think through that. And from his own experience, you know, he was able to, give some good answers.
That's awesome that you guys were able to have these raw, genuine conversations with, you know, very practical applications for his world right now, and then put them into writing.
And that's how I write it, I guess, in the book. You know, I say, you know, write sentences like, well, Cal said this, or when I asked Cal, this was what his answer was, or here's an example that Cal came up with, you know, like I would say things like that. But the layout is 12 lessons. Two of the lessons are like two-parters. So it like looks like there's 10, but like lesson 8 and 9 are two-parters, if that makes sense. So there's actually 12 lessons. And I wanted them to be, you know, again, I'm keeping in mind my audience, like obviously I didn't want it to be overwhelmingly long or anything like that. So pretty much all of the lessons are three to four pages. It is a workbook, so some of that is, you know, spaces to write down some of their answers. But it's a couple pages of content. And then at the end of each lesson, there are some activities to help them cement or from the lesson. So some of those things are actual things that they create or do, or maybe it's a verse that they memorize, or, you know, just something like that. There's like usually two or three activities that they can do with each lesson. And this was maybe my favorite part about it. At the end of each lesson is a note to the parents.
Ooh.
So a lot of these notes are kind of helpful tips or encouragement, examples for how parents can come alongside and help their child with this. And honestly, a lot of it too is encouraging parents and reminding them that, hey, this applies to you too, you know, so, or there's a few of, you know, the notes to the parents where I encourage the parents like, hey, share with your child a time when you struggled with this, you know, or let them know that this is something that has been, you know, something you've had to work on too, or are working on currently. Yeah, I like that part of it because we can't leave the parents out. This isn't just a, hey, the kid has to figure it out. This is a parenting thing too.
Absolutely. And I think as parents, you know, we have a tendency to either underestimate or just forget how important we are in helping our child develop spiritually. So I think it's fantastic that you have these parent notes and that you also don't let us off the hook. You challenge us along with the kids. And, you know, it can be hard for us to admit like, hey, you know, we struggle with this too. So, and that can be really encouraging for our kids to hear that, you know, we share the same struggles that they do.
Yeah, because it is a constant work in progress. You know, it's not like this is a magic workbook and you go through it once and then you just have this, you know, down. You know, it's a work in progress throughout life. And I stress that too. But as far as the content, I'll give you a little bit of that. As far as the layout, you know, the first couple lessons are about, okay, what is attitude exactly and why it matters? And then we talk about the attitude of haughtiness and how pride is at the root. And then we talk about humility and what that looks like. And the second half, I would say, you know, more focuses on how to develop that humility. So that looks like there's a lesson on taking responsibility, a lesson on accepting and giving criticism or instruction. One of the two-parters is on empathy and effective apologies. Lesson 9, which is a two-parter, is on developing patience. And the last lesson is on developing the role of gratitude and a humble attitude. So That's kind of the layout of it. So yeah, like I said, it's for, you know, 8, 9 to 12 year olds, but certainly adults could benefit from it too.
All of those things are areas that adults themselves could be working on. So your book really presents a great opportunity for parents and kids to become more Christ-like together. Because I think if we're honest, you know, we all struggle with pride to some degree. So I'm really glad that you and Cal created this resource. But I do have to ask though, how did you guys come up with the title H2H?
And it's funny that it's H2H. It says that on the workbook because how that came about. Well, I liked the word haughty. I thought that was a fitting description of the kind of attitude we were trying to tackle. So when I made the Word document on my computer, I just, you know how you label it, you know, and I just put H2H for short. And that's just like what it was. We probably wrote this over the course of about a year. I don't know. I was working on a lot of other writing projects at the time. So it was kind of drawn out a little bit, but that's just what it was. Like we, then that's how Cal and I talked about it. Like, hey, let's work on H2H, you know, like that's just what we called it. So I was like, okay, we have to call it that, or that at least has to be part of the title in some way.
That's so sweet. This whole project is just so sweet. Like, this has been the special thing that you and Cal have shared from the beginning. So, given your superpower with writing, are there any other books in store for us? You know, like maybe something you're working on, like behind the scenes, wink, wink, hint, hint.
You know, yes.
Totally not admitting that I have like insider information, but I kind of do.
I know you do have some Gnosticism here, no, secret knowledge. Yes, I'm actually wrapping up the first part of what is going to be a two-part book series. I'll say that. And I'm not going to reveal the title because I'm not 100% set on it, but it is going to be great, about being strong in the Word. That's part one, all about the Bible, what it is, why we need to study it and how to study it, and what it means to be strong in Christ, what it means for us to be in Christ and have identity in Him. And I'm gearing it towards teenage girls. Certainly it could be for either boys or girls, but I feel passionately about having strong material theologically for girls.
It's lacking. For some reason, you just cannot find good Christian resources for young women.
Yes. So yeah, I don't have any idea when that will be out, but it is in the works.
I'm so excited for your book for preteen and teenage girls because it's really so hard to find good Christian resources for them, if you can find any at all.
I know my mom has asked me like, oh, well, you know, you wrote this with Cal. Are you going to write one with Noelle, with my daughter? And it's like, well, not necessarily with her, but it's like, this is for her, you know, is kind of part of the inspiration behind it. So But in the meantime, I write pretty much monthly for Faith on Every Corner magazine. It's a great free online magazine. Check it out sometime, faithoneverycorner.com. I contribute to that. And I also write for my own blog at nicolebyram.com. And yeah, the workbook, H2H, that's on Amazon right now. So feel free to stop on over there and get yourself a copy.
I will put the Amazon link to H2H in the podcast description. Nicole is a great writer, guys, and she has years of counseling experience. And, you know, I don't have to say any of that because I'm her podcast host.
Aww.
But she is a great writer and just years of experience helping parents and kids with these areas.
Well, thanks so much for interviewing me about the book and making this an episode. I'm excited about it, excited for other people to use it, and I just hope it is a blessing.
I am so excited to see how God uses it and how He continues to bless your ministry. Will you close us out with a Bible verse that you used in your book?
So this is at the very, like, one of the last pages of the book. There's a Bible verse. Isaiah 66:2. Has not my hand made all these things, and so they came into being, declares the Lord. This is the one I esteem, he who is humble and contrite in spirit and trembles at my word.